Tito, gang.
Who sent this, you flowers on a bitch?
I just want to give you a big hug.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
This is Bugs and Hugs.
For Alibi Vodka.
I will fight for the best deal for Canada and only accept the best deal for Canada and take as much time that's necessary.
Well, Mark Carney just spoke to Canada, and in that speech, he talked a lot about Donald Trump and the meeting that he will be having with President Trump next Tuesday. You and I went back and forth a little bit on that. It was a heavy focus on what he calls the biggest crisis in Canadian history, and how the country, he called it a once-in-a-lifetime crisis, and how the country needs to come together to fight against the United States. There's a lot of other things going on as well, and he touched on numerous things in his speech that I said it before, I'll say it again, make good sense to me if they follow through on them. Talked about keeping Canada secure, Canadians safe, investing in the military, increasing the number of CBSA borders to officers to help at the border, RCMP officers, criminal code toughness for consequences for offenders, harder to get bail. I'm not going to argue with any of that, although I did see a texter that said, you want to get tough on crime, yet you're taking all of our guns away as opposed to dealing with the criminals that are committing the crimes. The guns aren't the issue. The Liberals' obsession with guns and gun control, to me, and I've talked about this on the show many times, is taking us in a direction that is going to have zero impact on crime. Anyway, that's a whole nother diatribe that I can get into another time. You've heard me say it before. This is Bugs and Hugs, 1-877-332-8255. It might be a carryover conversation from the Prime Minister's speech this morning. That's fine. Have you got a bug? Have you got a hug? Could be something totally unrelated to politics, and that's fine as well. Again, 1-877-332-8255. What's on your mind for Bugs and Hugs today? We'll start with Harold in Regina. G'day, Harold. What have you got for me?
Well, I got a hug for Premier Mo. I think he really stated it clearly to Carney, what he's asking for. And then I'm so glad for our Premier. But then the media, I really have a bug. Andrew Scheer was interviewed with this lady from the CBC, and I couldn't believe the bias that she expressed right on that interview. Really? And as far as Carney, yeah, he said some good things, but I, as an old citizen here of Saskatchewan, I don't hold my breath. I don't think we're going to see a lot of change.
Well, words are words, actions are actions, and that's what a lot of people are saying on the text line. The announcement, or I should say the message that came out from the provincial government here is an actual statement from Premier Scott Moe. It came out this morning, but he said in the statement, yesterday I spoke with Prime Minister Mark Carney about the importance of a strong and growing Saskatchewan within a strong and united Canada. I congratulated him on the election result and invited him to come to Saskatchewan in the near future. It was an opportunity to discuss Saskatchewan's priorities, which include the removal of U.S. and Chinese tariffs, the industrial carbon tax, the Impact Assessment Act, and the oil and gas emissions cap, as well as the role Saskatchewan can play in making Canada an energy superpower. We also discussed bail reform and criminal code changes. So some of that made it into Carney's speech. He didn't reference Scott Moe, like single him out, but he did say, I've been in contact with the provinces. By the way, did you hear the passion from Premier Moe yesterday? They had a bit of a debate, of course, during question period about this notion of separation, which is really, I think, got the loudest voice in Alberta, but it became a discussion point yesterday, and this is what the Premier had to say.
But it is not a straw man argument where it's status quo or separation. We don't like either of those. We think there is an opportunity, Mr. Speaker, and we truly believe and always have believed there is right to the founding principles of this party, that there is an opportunity for Saskatchewan to continue to grow and prosper in its economy, to grow its population, grow our communities, reinvest back into those communities, all within a strong, united nation of Canada. Yeah.
Okay, so that was his speech yesterday. I want to go back to one spot. I actually thought he was going to swear. Did you? Okay, listen again.
There is a right to the founding principles of this party.
Did that not sound like he was going to say something other than founding? Right to the...
There is a right to the founding principles of this party.
Yeah, anyway, I don't know. Caught my attention yesterday. The premier worked up about it. NDP leader Carla Beck saying he should come out stronger. He should say absolutely no to a referendum on separation from Canada. A similar debate, of course, is happening in Alberta. This while Alberta is making changes to their legislation to lower the requirements for a referendum to be brought forward by citizens of the province. So that's a side discussion, of course, that is happening. Bugs and Hugs continues. 1-877-332-8255. Have you got thoughts on Prime Minister Carney's speech? Have you got something else that's bugging you? I would love to hear from you. Phone lines are open right now. I'm going to go to Jack in Regina. G'day, Jack. Thanks for calling in on this beautiful Friday morning. What have you got for me on Bugs and Hugs?
Well, I've got two. A hug for Scott Moe. Finally, he's turned the corner. He says we're going to work very hard to have reconciliation, cooperation, and unity in Canada among the provinces with Ottawa. We're going to drop this thing about we're fighting for Saskatchewan survival. I think he's cut loose from the bat crazy stuff that's going on in Alberta with Daniel Smith, who's talking about sovereignty and separation and God knows what else. Thank God we're in the neighboring province. And the second bug that I've got is that the Conservatives in Ottawa have to drop this, along with our spokesman in Saskatchewan, Andrew Scheer, about Pierre Poilievre being the designated sovereign leader of the Conservatives in Ottawa. He's mega maple. He was a pit bull for Harper. They lost the election. They dropped 30 points in 2 months. And the reality is they got to rebuild and get rid of the guy.
I'm guessing someone will have a good response to Jack. And Jack, I always appreciate your passion and love that you call into the show. 1-877-332-8255. What's on your mind for Bugs and Hugs? I know. Leaf fans are so pumped up today. That was a big win for the Leafs yesterday. They end up moving on with that win over the Senators 4-2. By the way, were you watching the game yesterday? And if so, did you hear the call? I thought this was hilarious. This is Joe Bowen. Joe Bowen, who's actually been on the Green Zone recently. He's the voice of the Toronto Maple Leafs. He's been doing it for over 40 years. He's got one of the most recognizable hockey calls out there. He gets himself so excited. So William Nylander celebrated a birthday yesterday. And when it came to the goal that Willie scored towards the end of the game, well, let Joe Bowen's announcement of that goal speak for itself.
Back around into the corner it goes, and the Senators get it back to the point. Here's Sanderson, a drive, blocked there, and the Leafs get it out. Willie, now you got it, Willie! Now you got it! Penalty coming! Scores! Happy birthday! Happy day, Saar, here again! The sky is blue and clear again! We will drink a cup of cheer again. Happy days are here again.
I actually have tears coming down my cheeks right now. Adam can attest to it. I'm sending a hug to Joe Bowen. Whether you like the Leafs or not, you got to appreciate the fact he was amped up when Willie Nylander scored that goal and the Leafs end up winning last night. Beat the Senators 4-2. They win the series. And a big win for the Oilers last night, too, beating the Kings 6-4. The game had its moments. It wasn't all incredible. There was some, I think my brother described it as Abernethy pond hockey, because it was a little bit chippy, turnovers, that kind of stuff. You could tell both teams were desperate for the win, but it was so loud towards the end of that game, you almost had a tough time hearing the commentator.
Yeah.
That's the goal that Brown got with under a second left in the game. But yeah, it was loud. It was loud in Edmonton. Oiler fans rejoicing. They beat the Kings. They win the series. So the second round matchups are set. Three of them are set. One of them still to be determined. The Leafs will play Florida. The Washington Capitals will play Carolina. The Oilers play the Knights. Still to be decided, Jets and Blues, they play tonight. Winnipeg leads that series 3-2. That game's at 6 tonight. And then the Avs and the Stars, that series tied up. Tomorrow night decides who goes on from that series. And you can bet the Green Zone this afternoon will have all the coverage on that starting at 2 o'clock. All right, let's take a break. Bugs and Hugs continues until 11 o'clock. Phone lines open for you, as is the text line, 1-877-332-8255. Bugs and Hugs continues next on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.
Anybody ever had.
Well, the jerk store called. They're running out of you.
Bring it in. I will only be checking somewhat satisfied on our comment card.
You know what really grinds my gears?
Bug me!
For Alibi Vodka.
This is Bugs and Hugs.
Every Friday morning from 10 to 11 o'clock, we open up the phone lines, 1-877-332-8255, and we give you a chance to join the conversation by sharing what's on your mind that's bugging you, something that's got you bothered, something that you would have a better weekend if you could just get it off your chest. We're here for you. We're here to help you. On the other side of it, if you've got something positive you want to send out, you want to send a hug, you can call us or text us with that as well. Again, the number, if you don't have it in your phone, throw it in your phone as a contact, 1-877-332-8255. That's the number. Greg in Regina with a text. He says this: what really bugs me about Trudeau, Carney, and the Liberals is how they're always pushing their net zero crap down our throats while they fly around the world like rock stars and never say a peep about China building new coal-fired power plants. China's responsible for 33% of the world's greenhouse gases, while Canada's at about 1.5%. The federal Liberals are the biggest hypocrites in the world, and the West has had enough. Greg in Regina. Cindy in Saskatoon: as a country, the best we can hope for is that no one is naive, no one is deceived, and only the truth is spoken by those who lead, because that is what makes a democracy country great. 1-877-332-8255. We'll go back to the phone lines. I got Lloyd in Prince Albert. Good morning, Lloyd.
Good morning, Evan.
How are you today?
I'm doing super. You?
Well, the weekend is going to be great, which I'm pumped up about, and it's a rare weekend where I have like zero plans, which I'm excited about, actually. I like those every once in a while. What have you got for me today on Bugs and Hugs?
I have one each. Big hug to all our World War II veterans out there. Next week, May 8th, is the anniversary of the war in Europe ending.
Yep. VE Day, it's a big one for sure.
And a big bug to the leader of the Bloc Party, the way he talked about Canada this past week. We pay his wages, and he's acting like a little five-year-old.
Yeah, you can. It's easy to get me worked up about the leader of the Bloc and that whole thing. Through the debates, I was quite frustrated by many things as well, Lloyd. But hey, I'm going to focus on your hug for World War II vets. That's a great one. By the way, next week, it's kind of a week-long recognition of the end of the war in Europe, VE Day. And as a result, we've got a few things kind of weaving in and out of the week, different special guests that we'll have on and things that we'll talk about with regard to the war. I've got a great guest right off the start on Monday morning, a 98-year-old lady who actually was over there, was in Amsterdam during the war, ended up marrying a Canadian soldier. After the war ended, she met him. It's kind of a cute story. She'll tell us that story. And her granddaughter is actually over in Europe this week, doing a bit of a tour on all of the stories that her grandma told her. It's a great story. It's a cute story. And I'm happy that we're going to be able to have that first thing on Monday morning. Okay. 1-877-332-8255. Brian in Mooseman. Some good ideas from Carney today, but given his past ideas and mixed that with Wilkinson, Robertson, Guibo, I worry about a damaging energy policy. You know, I was talking about the Leafs win last night. I was at an event. I'll talk about that in a second. But Tim Gitzel was there, the CEO of Cameco. And Tim is a huge Maple Leafs fan. So while the program was going on at the event, I know I could see him checking his phone to see how things were going. Jason Regina says, I've got a bug for the Toronto Maple Leafs. How the hell do they win a playoff round? That is so annoying. Spoken like a true anti-Leaf person. Ron and Regina, Evan, on that Nylander delayed penalty where he scored, would they have been brave enough to call an awarded goal because there was no goalie in the net and he was brought down? Ron and Regina, yeah, that's a good good point there. 1-877-332-8255. I mentioned quickly that I was at a great event last night, the Saskatoon Public Schools Foundation Lightly Grilled event at Marion Graham Collegiate. It was awesome. Zeba Ahmed, the CEO of the Saskatoon Public Schools Foundation, does a great job. They raise thousands of dollars every year, and they pump it into education, into our youth, things like all day, every day kindergarten and third grade reading levels, which we know are so instrumental in ensuring success. It was a great night last night. I'll talk a little bit more about it later this morning, but congrats to them on a great event and raising a lot of well-needed money. Back to the phone lines on Bugs and Hugs. I got Dave in Ridgewater calling in. Happy Friday, Dave. What have you got for me today?
Good morning. I've got a hug. It's actually Bridgewater. I've got a hug
sorry,
for my wife.
Read it wrong.
Yeah, no worries. I've got a hug for my wife, Patty. It's her 60th birthday today. She is a newbie at Allen's Landscaping, and I just wanted to send out a happy birthday to her.
You just got some brownie points there, Dave.
There you go. That's what we're shooting for, right?
Have a great weekend, my friend. Thanks so much for calling in. 1-877-332-8255. So back to the Mark Carney speech that happened this morning. Prime Minister addressed the nation the first time since the election. Steve from Regina with a text. Under no circumstances will the Americans allow Canada to build pipelines to the east or west coasts. In return, the Americans will be lenient on tariffs, and in return of being lenient, the Americans will continue to take our oil at a discounted rate. The Liberals will allow this as they have the votes needed to keep the power from the east to western Canada politically handcuffed. Steve and Regina, thanks for the text. Randy in Dundurn, who likes to text in on a regular basis, said, yesterday you had a caller that said Carney was a conservative, which is right, we did. We had a caller say that. He said, well, today's media conference, we heard a conservative agenda. Proof will be in the pudding, as they say. So true. A couple of people on the text line have pointed out that a lot of the points that you heard from Mark Carney were speaking points for Pierre Poilievre through the election. Were they dovetailed? Were they stolen as a good idea? If you steal it as a good idea and you put it into action, you actually make it happen, I guess. No complaining needed. This whole vision to unite Canada is going to be the one that we're watching very closely. Bugs and Hugs continues until 11 o'clock here on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME.
Come on, everybody, give it up. Why don't you do the world a favor? Pull your lip over your head and swallow.
Are you crying? There's no crying. There's no crying in baseball!
Because they're all good kids. Until dried-out, brain-dead skags like you drag them down and convince them they're no good.
I love it.
This is Bugs and Hugs.
For Alibi Vodka.
1-877-332-8255. That is the number for Bugs and Hugs. You want to give us a shout and get in on the air? We welcome it. Phone lines open for you now. Text lines are open as well. What is it for you bugging you today or the hug that you would like to send out? We just heard from Prime Minister Mark Carney this morning, which has caused an avalanche on the text line. A number of people weighing in. Not everybody. Listen. Not everybody's hating it, although I have to be honest, I have to weed through to find, because there are lots of people frustrated. Susan in Saskatoon, I didn't hear anything about legislation to officially cut consumer carbon tax to follow up on the order in council about deleting the industrial carbon tax. Will the king be coming to Saskatchewan? She goes on and asks, different train of thought. Hopefully he comes to Saskatoon because we need College Drive to be resurfaced. I think that's funny that Susan thinks, you know, it'd be good if the King would come because maybe we could get some roads fixed up if that were happening. Okay, so here's what I'm talking about. Brad from Elida saying, here's a hug, Liberals winning again. Instead of conservatives licking their wounds again and just going to social media to name, call, and cry, they should start getting out of the basement and talking to Liberals to try and convince them why the conservatives are better. Name calling always calms people and changes the mind of people. Sarcastically, says Brad. 1-877-332-8255. So on the notion of moving on with life, Brian Cowie from Carndiff. Brian listens to the show. Brian actually has an online identity as at Ordinary Canadian Guy, and Canadian is spelled CDN, at Ordinary Canadian Guy. He does some blogging. He does some social media posts. He posted this week after the election. And if you know Brian or if you do some reading on his social media, he is a conservative. He voted for the conservatives and Pierre Poilievre. And this is what he posted online. Be a Canadian. You have the right to vote how you choose after you've looked at all sides. Explore the background of your local candidates. Look at the party platforms. Listen to the leaders, not just the sound bites being fed to you for someone's agenda. Seek out the full story. Never take anything at face value. Sadly, that's not the world we live in. Then go out and vote. And then man up, and then he puts in brackets, sorry for the gender-based phrase, and accept the results for good or bad. The hypothetical congratulatory letters I posted weren't only about what you want to face. They were about what you could wake up to on Tuesday morning. I, for one, think Canada is worth it, regardless of the outcome. Oh, I'll criticize when the new leader, whoever it is, gets it wrong, in my opinion, but he will be my prime minister, and I'll work with him, with provincial leaders, and with all other ordinary Canadians who step up to get us back to the nation that we were and can be again. That's the post from Brian Cowie. I appreciate Brian. Thanks for sending it in. Carndiff, Saskatchewan, home for Brian. And again, you can follow him online at Ordinary Canadian Guy. He does some blog posts, and he is all about Canadian unity. 1-877-332-8255. People still squaring off on what we heard from the Prime Minister this morning, Larry and Estevan, saying, wow, those questions were scripted. Looked like government-paid media to me, not a question about pipelines, not a question about China tariffs on canola. I only see division increasing for East and West Canada. And on that notion, I talked about this earlier, Scott Moe speaking yesterday in the Legislative Assembly about the fact that if Saskatchewan citizens want to have their voice heard in the way of a plebiscite or referendum, they're going to get their voice heard. Premier Moe said, a referendum question is something that is on the minds of many people, and he's not wanting to step in the way. He did say, and he has taken a much more conciliatory tone, saying he looks forward to working with Prime Minister Mark Carney. He had a phone call with him. He invited him to Saskatchewan. Regarding a question, one of the reporters yesterday at The Ledge asked Premier Moe, how would you vote if there was a referendum? And he said, you're getting in way over your skis with respect to that process, what it might be or what it might entail. Earlier in the day, he said, we believe in a strong, growing, vibrant Saskatchewan within a united nation of Canada. He's not supporting separation, but he is also saying he wants Saskatchewan voices heard on the national level when it comes to this. In Saskatchewan, by the way, on the notion of a referendum or a plebiscite, it can be triggered a few different ways, but 15% of eligible electors must sign a petition, which contains the question to be voted on. The chief electoral officer has to verify the signatures before a vote can proceed. According to Election Saskatchewan, unlike a plebiscite, results of a referendum are binding on the government that initiated the referendum. referendum can be ordered by the lieutenant governor and council, according to the legislative glossary, which means acting on the advice of executive council or cabinet. But the vote on a referendum is only binding if more than 60% of valid ballots are cast the same way, and 50% of eligible voters must participate in the referendum. So this is all part of the Referendum and Plebiscite Act. There are some rules and regulations that have to be followed for that to go through. I would say it's safe to say Alberta's probably going to get there before, and if even Saskatchewan does. But it's a topic. It's a topic that people are talking about. It's a topic that our politicians are talking about. And you and I have had conversations about it on this show as well. 1-877-332-8255. Let's go back to the phone lines. I got Larry in Yorkton. Good day, Larry. What have you got for me today on Bugs and Hugs?
I've got a huge hug for some good folks at the Regina General in the PCI Unit 3F, in the Cardiac Cath Lab, in the Cardiac Observation Unit, and Dr. Z and all his crew there. It was a very good experience and a really good outcome.
Good. I love it. So, you know, it's funny because healthcare, as much as it's a challenge, and we talk about it a lot in terms of wait times, to wait to get in for diagnosis, surgery, all of those types of things. Inevitably, on this hour of Bugs and Hugs, so many of the hugs go out to healthcare professionals. I actually saw another one here from Joe in Saskatoon. Hugs go out to eye surgeon Dr. Robert Pakush and his staff for the awesome job they did on my cataract surgery. I'm back to 20/20 vision, and I thank them very much. Thanks so much, Joe in Saskatoon. 1-877-332-8255 is the number. You got a bug? You got a hug? Please share it with us. Sean in Weyburn, regarding the Prime Minister's speech, we are in a crisis. He put that in quotes. I feel like the media continues to focus on Trump, not the last 9 years of liberal incompetence. It was kind of the tone I felt that the Prime Minister set in his speech when he came out and talked about being proud to be part of a newly elected government, to stand up against Trump, and to improve the economy. Those were the two kind of first phrases out of his mouth. And then from there, he went on and talked about the different things that he wanted to do. Jerry, I got a text here from Jerry in Moose Jaw. Says, look, Evan, it sounds like the same old, same old. I got a bad feeling about this. The reason he says, look, Evan, is my little complaint that I threw out there about, I know it's a small, petty thing, but when Mark Carney is asked a question, he's already starting to develop a habit where he starts his answer with the word look. And so if he's asked a question about what are the Liberals going to do to make our country more secure and enhance border security, he'll say, look. And then he goes into whatever his answer is. I don't like starting it. And I used to do a lot of media while I was with the police as chief. I used to do a ton of media. I know I probably had crutches. I used to say whatnot a lot. And I remember one day the head of communications for the police service coming in and said, chief, you got to stop saying whatnot. And you don't even realize you're saying it. So that could be the case for Mark Carney, but it's just a bad way to start a sentence with the word look. After I identify that this morning, many of you on the text line leaning into it a little bit, starting your text with, look, Evan. 1-877-332-8255. Bugs and Hugs continues. We'll take one more break. I know I got some hugs coming in for our agriculture friends, the farmers that are out seeding, and those that still have calving going on. And let's talk about a bug, this ridiculous grain theft that happened near Ogama. We'll talk about that when we come back here on 650 CKOM, 980 CJME.
That's awesome.
Way to go. Neato,
okay? Oh, thank you,
son of a bitch! I just want to give you a big hug.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
This is Bugs and Hugs.
For Alibi Vodka.
I got a text here from Chase in Minton saying, well, my bug, the Liberals won the election, period. My hug is that in the morning while I'm out land rolling, your show helps pass the time, Evan. Hey, Chase, thanks so much for texting in. Lots of hugs going out to the farmers. Another one here from Philip in Saskatoon. Big hugs to all the farmers in Saskatchewan who are working hard to get this year's crop in the ground so they can feed the world. I deliver seed and chemicals to farmers. I wish them a prosperous growing season. Speaking of farmers and speaking of bugs, how about the Saskatchewan RCMP having to investigate grain theft of 5,000 bushels of grain that happened near Ogama, Saskatchewan? 5,000 bushels from a bulk storage bin. I mean, that's not an easy thing to steal. The problem is, clearly, and I don't know the geography around there of where these bins are located, but clearly they're remote, and there isn't regular sets of eyes on them, because they've even said the crime had to have happened sometime between the spring of 24 and April of 25, so sometime in the last year. But a bin full of 5,000 bushels of grain stolen from a bulk storage bin. The RCMP are investigating this, and then they came out with some tips for farmers, and I'm guessing most farmers are probably aware of what they can do to secure their grain, locking it up in the bin, keeping stock of the inventory, doing regular bin site checks or having visibility. A lot of people put trail cams up, and you can get that grain confetti. It's tiny pieces of paper. They've got unique identification numbers on it, and they just sprinkle it throughout the grain. So that is something that more and more farmers are starting to use. It deters thieves from stealing your grain and helps make your product identifiable. So someone takes a load of grain to the elevator, and it's got this confetti on it. There's a way you can match it up to ensure that that's the person that should be hauling it in. But nonetheless, gosh, we should not even have to have this conversation this morning. 1-877-332-8255. Let's go back to the phone line. Bugs and Hugs continues. We'll go to Glenn in Whitewood. What's your bug today, Glenn?
My bug is Carla Beck and NDP party.
What do they got? What do they got going that's bugging you today?
Well, every time they're standing in front of the legislature or wherever, all they do is they complain about the lack of doctors and nurses in this province. And now they're complaining about this virtual emergency room thing here. A couple of weeks ago, my wife went into the hospital, and she ended up doing this virtual meet with a doctor.
Yep.
And she absolutely thought it was great. She raved about it for days. Like, the treatment she received and the attention, she said was phenomenal. So, but it's just another thing. They want to complain about the healthcare thing. You know, on the subject of lack of doctors, we've got friends that live in Bullhead, Arizona. And I wish that Carla Beck and NDP would start to realize this is not a Saskatchewan problem. It's a Canada problem and a North American problem.
You're absolutely right. This problem permeates much deeper than just Saskatchewan. And hey, I appreciate, Glenn, you sharing your experience with us. 1-877-332-8255. Edwin in Regina, as we get close to the end of Bugs and Hugs, what's your bug?
What's your separation?
You don't like it?
No, what's bugging me about it is people aren't taking your percentages and adding it together. We had 33% of people in Saskatchewan that were willing to separate if the Liberals got in. Well, only 61% of the people in Saskatchewan voted. So if you take the 33 off the 61, that leaves 28% that want to stay. And that's without a party. That's without a leader. Imagine if we had a Jordan Peterson or Kevin O'Leary or maybe, you know, a popular person from Saskatchewan East Premier or a proper a popular prime minister that's in the West now. Imagine how those numbers would look.
So you're thinking that we're understating the probability of this.
Yes, we are. And we're trying to sweep it under the rug. I'm one of those people that don't want to become American, but I don't want to put up with what's going on here.
Mm.
I can't do it anymore.
I think that's kind of what Scott Moe was saying, is the status quo just doesn't work anymore. And so while he doesn't support separating, he also doesn't support the status quo. And so he wants to carve a bit of a new path. Well, before we wrap up with Bugs and Hugs, I'm sending a quick hug out to my friend, Sergeant Joanne Smallbones. Joanne just retired this week from the Saskatoon Police Service. She and I, 30 years ago, right about now, were going through police training together. And she had one heck of a career in Saskatoon. She worked in sex crimes. She was a homicide investigator. She spent a lot of years doing child abuse investigations. They had a celebration for her last night at Three Hall Public House in Saskatoon. I stopped by for a quick chat, and I'm proud of Joanne. She's done some great things, and I hope she enjoys retirement. And a shout out to my new buddy Elwood, who I met there working for SaskTel and a loyal listener of this show. So Elwood, thanks for listening, and Joanne, congrats. Enjoy a well-deserved retirement. Bugs and Hugs done for another week, but we'll be back again next Friday, as it always is. And we're getting ready for It's Eatin' Time. Our friend Belton Johnson next on 650 CKOM 980 CJME.